You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
In this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you 6 top tips on how to succeed and be successful in business. How to succeed in business, 6 steps. I love business. I love entrepreneurship. I've been in business for many, many, many years, and it really is a dream come true. Number one, make sure you have a great vision for you, your family, and your company. Get your family to buy in to what you are doing. Bring them on the journey with you. I'm very lucky. My wife Holly is extremely supportive. My children are very excited about what I do in business because I'm able to show them there's a different way of living life. I'm able to give my family the quality of life that we all deserve. Hey, are you tuning in now and you want a better quality of life? Have a great vision. Know exactly where you are now, but more importantly, where you want to go. And make your company not just about you making lots of money. If you can make your company a solution-based company where it's going to have massive impact on other people and you provide a great service, you're naturally going to make more money. So have a vision. Have values, understand what you stand for, what you stand against, and just go for it. You can provide a great service out to your clients where not only you have massive income coming in, but you can also make massive impact and make this world a better place. Number 2. Build a team. I see so many people in business. They just try and do everything themselves. They are control freaks. And hey, I get it, right? No one else can do it better than you. Is that right? Well, that's what I thought for many, many years. And I was spinning all the plates, and maybe you're going through something similar right now. And the reality is, you can't be all things to all people in your business. You have to identify, what can you do on a daily basis that's going to bring in the most amount of money in the shortest space of time? What are your highest key result areas in business? Is that management, operations, systems, processes, negotiating, sales, marketing, branding, building relationships, shooting videos? There's lots of things in my business that I am useless at. But what do? You build a team. You find people far smarter than you in the areas that you are lacking, so you can focus in on your high income generating tasks. You can focus in on the things, number one, you're good at, and number 2, you enjoy doing. Every single day, I enjoy waking up. I love growing a business. Don't get me wrong, there are challenges. There are times when, yeah, I feel like giving up. But building a great team will give you responsibility. Have great people around you. Great account managers, great marketers, great people in your finance team. Have a great operations director or MD, but stop doing it all on your own. To scale, to grow, you gotta build a great team. Number 3, make sure you have a product that is scalable. This is essential. Far too many people are getting involved with saturated markets. And there's a lot of opportunity out there right now, but you want to make sure that you can scale your business. So you've got to make sure there's demand. You don't want to just be selling 50 units or 100 units. One of my businesses is property. You can scale a property portfolio relatively easily. You can do this using none of your own money. I also operate a training company. There are millions of people in the world that need help right now. now. There's millions of people that are waking up to the fact that what they've been taught since primary school, the schooling system, is broken. So my companies are really scalable. I can go out to the masses. There's massive demand. So what business are you looking to scale right now? What business are you looking to start? What business have you currently got? Is it scalable, or is it just like a job? Are you still exchanging time for money, where you are maybe doing one-to-one work, charging £60 an hour, £100 an hour? There's only so many hours in the day. So you want to get out to the masses. You want to make sure there's massive demand and just make sure your product is in need and it is 100% scalable. Top tip number four for success in business is making sure you've got good profit margins. You've got to be profitable. And it's not just about making money, it's also about looking at where you can save money. So how do you know you're going to be profitable? You've got to test, tweak, repeat. Far too many people are undercharging right now for their services. They're exchanging a lot of time for money. Now, what you can't do is rip people off or inflate your prices that are ridiculous, but you've got to understand what you're worth and what you bring to the table. So never be afraid to charge the correct amount. Make sure you understand that your product, your service, your business is going to bring massive value to your clients, your services, and charge the right amount. I see far too many people doing a lot of great things for a lot of great people, but they're not charging for their time and they are skint. It's got to be done in a fair environment of exchange. It's really important to be successful that you create something called a win-win. Can't be a win-lose. So make sure you're charging the right amount. Make sure you're over-delivering to your customers and your business will continue to grow and grow and grow. Top tip number five is making sure you are tax efficient. Have you got the right company structures? Make sure you have got a great accountant, tax advisor. Ensure that you are seeing a P&L on a monthly basis. Make sure you are getting managed accounts. I lost £392,000 in a business 7 years ago. And it's because I got in my own way. I was scared to own up to the fact that I made some mistakes. I was in a saturated market and I wasn't talking to my tax advisor. I wasn't seeing my accounts team. I buried my head in the sand and I lost over £392,000. I learned a very, very big lesson through that process. But in fact, it's made me the business owner and entrepreneur that I am today. We have a monthly accounts meeting across all of my companies to make sure that we are on track, because what can't speak can't lie, and the numbers will show you exactly where you are. Where are you underspending? Where are you overspending? Have you got the right tax structure in place? Are you moving funds around correctly? Are you paying yourself the right wage? Are you taking out the right dividends? Maybe you're going to need a holding company where you can move profits up, use that profit to reinvest. Being a business owner has many tax advantages. You get to pay yourself first and the government gets paid last. If you're PAYE right now, literally anywhere up to 40 to 50% of your wages is being paid to the government first and you get paid last. And what's great about having a business is it can be tax efficient. You have legitimate company expenses that you can run through your business. Computers, laptops, stationery, travel, trips, you name it. As long as it's a legitimate expense, you can run that through your company, which comes off your profit and loss. So make sure you are tax efficient, have a great tax advisor in your team. And my biggest tip to share with you on how to succeed in business is, no matter what happens, never give up and believe in yourself, believe in your product. You are going to have some bumps in the road. You are going to have moments where you feel like giving up, but you are just one relationship, one partner, one product, one client away from massive success. And I believe that if you can sell something once, you can sell it a million times. So you've got to be committed. You've got to make sure that you never give up on your dreams, your hopes, and your desires, because you can build really a business that suits your lifestyle. What is it you want for you, your families? What is the vision? Where do you want to go on holiday? When do you want to go into work? You can get to be your own boss. So never give up on this dream on being a really successful business owner, because being a business owner has so many advantages and benefits. It's really exciting. You get to help lots of people. You get to grow something really special that you can be proud of, and you also have what we call uncapped earnings. And no one's telling you what to do, when to do it, when you can eat, when you can sleep, when you can go on lunch. You become your own boss, and it's an amazing feeling. Now is the time for you to start, scale, and grow a business. More opportunity than ever before. You can get your message out there to the masses very, very cheaply, very, very easily. Huge opportunity. But of course, you've got to be in it to win it.
You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.